आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी कॉल्स फॉर गिविंग प्रायोरिटी टू द कंसर्न्स ऑफ ग्लोबल साउथ, पर्टिक्युलरली अफ्रीका। Prime Minister Modi also holds bilateral meetings with Prime Ministers of Italy and Japan on the sidelines of G7 summit. University Grants Commission announces new fee refund policy for higher educational institutions. India's forex reserves touch a new all-time high of $655.817 billion. 18th Mumbai International Film Festival to begin today in Mumbai. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, India to take on Canada in their last group stage match in Florida this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for giving priority to the concerns of the Global South, in particular Africa. Addressing the outreach session at the G7 summit in Apulia, Italy yesterday, Mr. Modi recalled that it was a matter of honour for India that the African Union was admitted as a permanent member of the G20 under its presidency. Mr. Modi elaborated on India's energy transition pathway, noting that its approach was based on availability, accessibility, affordability and acceptability. He mentioned that India was working towards achieving the target of net zero by 2070. Alluding to India's mission life, he called upon the global community to join the tree plantation campaign launched by him on World Environment Day, Plant for Mother, Ek Ped, Ma Ke Naam, and make it a mass movement with personal touch and global responsibility. Talking of India's AI mission, premised on AI for all, the Prime Minister emphasised that this technology should be aimed at fostering progress and well-being of all. He underlined that India was fostering international collaboration as a founding member of Global Partnership for AI. Prime Minister Modi congratulated the group on its 50th anniversary milestone. In her opening remarks, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni said they wanted to see a clear message from the G7 and Italian presidency that they will never accept the narrative that wants the West against the rest. She said the global challenges can only be dealt with if nations are able to cooperate with respect and peer-to-peer approach.
We will have two keynote speakers to start our work. His Holiness Pope Francis, who gave us the great honor to participate in our working session and will share with us his point of view on artificial intelligence. It is the first time that a pontiff participates in a meeting of the group of seven, and this inevitably makes today's appointment a historic moment.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a bilateral meeting with his Italian counterpart, Giorgia Meloni, on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Apulia, Italy. Both leaders discussed bilateral defence and security cooperation and hoped for further enhancing the defence industrial collaboration. They reviewed the progress of the India-Italy strategic partnership. They called for expanding commercial ties in clean energy, manufacturing, space, science and technology, telecom, AI and critical minerals to build resilient supply chains. In this context, they welcomed the recent signing of an MOU on industrial property rights, which provides a framework for cooperation on patents, designs and trademarks. Both leaders welcomed the signing of the letter of intent for cooperation in energy transition, which will boost bilateral cooperation in clean and green energy. They also discussed important regional and global issues. They agreed to strengthen cooperation in global fora and multilateral initiatives, including the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. The Italian Prime Minister congratulated Mr. Modi for his third consecutive term as Prime Minister. The two leaders called for an early implementation of the Migration and Mobility Agreement. It would facilitate mobility of professionals, skilled and semi-skilled workers, students and researchers. On the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister Modi also met UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, Brazil President Lula da Silva, Turkey President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, UAE President Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a bilateral meeting with Japan Prime Minister Fumio Kishida on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Apulia, Italy. Mr. Modi said that bilateral ties with Japan will continue to receive priority in his third term. India and Japan are collaborating on several important areas, including the landmark Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail project and India-Japan industrial competitiveness partnership. The meeting between the two prime ministers provided an opportunity to review some of these ongoing works of cooperation. Higher education institutions, HEIs, will be required to provide a full refund of fees for all cancellations or migrations up to the 30th of September this year. The University Grants Commission, UGC, has announced this in the new fee refund policy for the 2024-25 academic session. This has been done to address complaints from students and parents regarding non-refund of fees upon cancellation or withdrawal of admissions. This policy applies to all HEIs under central or state acts, UGC-recognized institutions, deemed universities, and organizations involved in admissions counseling. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023, and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023, will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store.
India's forex reserves jumped $4.307 billion to a new all-time high of $655.817 billion for the week ended June the 7th. The kitty had jumped $4.837 billion to $651.51 billion in the previous reporting week. The previous high for the kitty was $648.87 billion on May the 10th. In the past few weeks, the reserves have witnessed handsome jumps. For the week ended June the 7th, foreign currency assets, a major component of the reserves, increased by $3.773 billion to $576.337 billion. The 18th Mumbai International Film Festival, MIFF 2024, will begin today in Mumbai. The seven-day event will kick-start with the India premiere of Billy and Molly, an Otter Love Story, directed by Charlie Hamilton James. This year's MIFF will showcase 314 films from 59 countries in 61 languages.
National Geographic's documentary, Billy and Molly, an Otter Love Story, will kick off the screenings at the most awaited 18th Mumbai International Film Festival in Mumbai today. A record number of 1,018 entry films were submitted for the competition sections. 118 films have been selected by the three selection committees of eminent film experts for the international and national competition sections. MIFF 2024 will also be holding the first ever documentary film bazaar comprising a work-in-progress lab, co-production markets, and viewing room. A special animation and VFX workshop by a senior Warner Brothers animator will also be organized. The festival will also witness an array of curated events like masterclasses, open forums, fireside chats, and panel discussions with industry luminaries. Sweetie Jain, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
If you are a mango lover and want to taste naturally ripened mangoes, then the Mango Festival organized by NABARD in Bhopal is for you. You'll get to see and taste around 24 types of mangoes in this festival. The Mango Festival will end on June the 18th. We have more from our correspondent.
There are many varieties of mangoes like Jardalu, Amrapali, Totapari, Kesar, Rajapuri and Sundarjat too, which have become the identity of Madhya Pradesh. NABARD Bhopal's Deputy General Manager Avinash Sivalkar said that farmers from different districts of the state have brought unique varieties of mangoes in the Mango Festival. The Sundarjat mango of Madhya Pradesh is especially for people suffering from diabetes. The sugar content in this mango is less than 5%. This mango has also got the GI tag due to its unique fragrance and qualities. pupils can also buy Noorjahan mango, which is available at around 2000 rupees per kg. This mango comes in 2 to 4 kg of weight and grown only in the Alirajpur district of Madhya Pradesh in the country. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has granted sanction to prosecute author Arundhati Roy under Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, UAPA. She, along with former professor in Central University of Kashmir, Dr. Sheikh Shaukat Hussain, have been sanctioned for prosecution under Section 45 of UAPA for their alleged provocative speech at an event in New Delhi in 2010. President Draupadi Murmu attended the Rajaparva celebration at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. On the occasion, she also witnessed the cultural performances, which included Rajagit and dance performances such as Mayurbhanj Chhau dance, Sambalpuri dance and Karma dance. The Jharkhand government has decided to waive farm loans up to 2 lakh rupees to provide relief to over 1.91 lakh farmers in the state. Jharkhand Agriculture Minister Badal Patralekh asked the banks to present a proposal for the loan waiver in a meeting with the officials of the State Level Bankers Committee, SLBC. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup, South Africa defeated Nepal by a margin of one run in a last-over thriller at Arnos Vale Crown, Kingstown, in West Indies this morning. Earlier, Nepal won the toss and opted to bowl. Chasing the target of 116, Nepal managed to score 114 at the loss of 7 wickets in 20 overs. Put into bat first, South Africa scored a total of 115 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. Today, India will take on Canada in their last group stage match at Central Broward Park Stadium in Florida at 8 p.m. IST. Earlier, USA created history by advancing to the Super 8 stage after their crucial Group A match against Ireland was abandoned due to persistent rain at the Central Broward Regional Park Stadium in Lauderhill yesterday. In tennis, Indian star player Sumit Nagal has advanced to the semi-finals in the men's singles of ATP Challenger Tournament in Perugia, Italy. Sumit defeated Max Kashnikowski of Poland 6-4, 7-5 in the quarterfinals in Perugia yesterday. India Meteorological Department IMDS forecasts that extremely heavy rainfall will continue to batter sub-Himalayan West Bengal and northeastern parts of the country for the next 4 days. The IMD said isolated extremely heavy rainfall is likely to occur over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shefali Singh.
Thank you, Sunil. There were tears and grief at home as remains of 46 Indians who perished in the Kuwait fire were brought back to Kochi by a special Indian Air Force craft yesterday, writes the Indian Express. Amid another Chinese missile ship en route to the Indian Ocean, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh spends a day at sea with Eastern Fleet off Vizag Coast, reports the Asian Age. The centre is all set to table the report of the former President Kovind-led committee on One Nation, One Election to decide the future course of action, writes the Pioneer. Hindustan Times quotes locals of Chandni Chowk, where a fire raged for 24 hours, burning down almost 60 shops and impacting another 120 establishments, as saying that it was the worst ever in the market. And finally, the Times of India reveals that India is the top source country for doctors in the US, with every fifth immigrant doctor being an Indian, and the second largest source country for registered nurses. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Shefali. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for giving priority to the concerns of Global South, particularly Africa. Prime Minister Modi also holds bilateral meetings with Prime Ministers of Italy and Japan on the sidelines of G7 summit. University Grants Commission announces new fee refund policy for higher educational institutions. India's forex reserves touch a new all-time high of $655.817 billion. 18th Mumbai International Film Festival to begin today in Mumbai. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, India to take on Canada in their last group stage match in Florida this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.